When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my first guest tonight was the breakout star of Girls Trip. Now she's an Emmy winner, the star of the new film Night School. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tiffany Haddish. Nice to have you back. We had such a good time with you when you were here last time.
Yes, we did. I like this beard you got going on.
Really? Really, really. Thank
we
you
need
very
to put
much.
You on Facebook on this thing called Beard Gang.
Beard Gang?
Beard Gang, yeah.
What's Beard Gang?
It's a bunch of sexy men in beards and sweatpants.
Really?
Yes.
Are the sweatpants sexy too, or is it unsexy to balance out how sexy the beard
no,
is?
No, the beard. The sweatpants are, see, sweatpants are man lingerie, basically. Man,
I don't own a pair of sweatpants.
Well, maybe I'll send you some.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very
much. I'm sure your wife will appreciate it.
Yes, she'll like the sweatpants more than the beard, because she wants this gone.
Why? Is it rough?
It's scratchy.
May I touch it?
You may.
It you should condition it.
I'll keep that in mind.
Put some coconut oil in it.
I will. I'll put some coconut oil in it.
Yeah, coconut oil in it before you go to bed at night. It'll
right.
soften it up.
And maybe a little scarf and tie it up here to keep it
moist. Yeah!
That's a sexy look.
Yeah,
that's
sexy.
A real sexy
that's
look, right?
Beer gang etiquette.
Well, first of all, what a rocket ride. You were already having an amazing year last year. Now you've won an Emmy for hosting SNL. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Is that... First Emmys?
First Emmys
and first win at an Emmys?
First Emmys and first win at an Emmys.
And what was it? Was it what you expected? Was it a fun night? Did you like
it
the glamour
was,
and all
it
that?
It was a fun night. It was great hanging out with like Angela Bassett and Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. And then my favorite part of the night though is when they were announcing your name and how the audience was going bananas. And I was like, did he pay these people for this?
I did.
I want actually. People to scream for me like that one day.
Tiffany! There you go.
Y'all better stop. Y'all better stop before I run for president. Y'all better stop.
Please do. Did you get to meet people? Because it's also nice to run into people like, oh, because you're famous, but there's so many other famous people
yes.
you haven't met who you like. Like
I got to meet Henry Winkler, who is like
the best.
The best. Someone I have wanted to meet for years. I remember watching him on Happy Days, sucking my thumb, like, I wish I could date the Fonz. And then there he was.
There he is. I bet you could. There's an age difference, but I bet he'd go for it.
I like my men grown. I like my men grown, don't?
All right. Yeah, there you go. Now, I did not see you there, though. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting in the second row. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting in the fifth row.
Okay.
Well, next time, come over and say hi to me and my wife. I'd love her to meet
you. Oh, I saw your wife.
You saw my wife,
I
but not me.
I saw your wife. I didn't see you.
What was going on? Why didn't you see me? Where was she?
She was talking to some guy.
I think it's David Harbour from Stranger Things, yeah.
Or maybe it was you and I just didn't recognize you.
Because I'm so old. Well, you're so busy. You've got 3 movies coming out in the next 3 months. You got Night School, which we're talking about tonight.
Yep.
You have The Oath. Mm-hmm. And you got Nobody's Fool. How do you decide? What's your, like, how do you decide what you're going
to
do?
Well, my goal is to do 50 movies by the time I'm 50, right? So...
Okay. So you got to keep the pace up?
They're not all going to be great movies, but...
But they're all going to be movies.
They're all going to be movies. And the thing that makes me decide, okay, I'll do this movie is, does it resonate with my spirit? Does it make me laugh? Does it make me feel something? So, and that's how I pick.
Well, you're so damn busy doing it because, again, that's probably working constantly for the year to do 3 movies in a year because it takes about 3 months.
Nah, it's like 6 days.
Really? In and out. Know your lines. 1 take. That's it.
Bam!
What do you do? Have you had to give up anything in your personal life? Because a lot of times when people first get on the rocket ride, everything has to go except the work.
Well, I've kept up with most everything, but I haven't been dating. So, I mean, my relationships... My personal relationships haven't been that good, so... But I have been keeping up with my weighted blanket and my toys that I get off of Groupon. And batteries. Batteries are a girl's best friend.
What is...
I like how the band looking at me trying to figure out, what is she talking about?
I'll add myself to that list. Now... Well, I'm gonna ask you about one of those things. What's a weighted blanket?
A weighted blanket is a blanket that is like filled with, I think it's sand. I'm not sure what the material is, but it's like 25 pounds, right? And you could throw that over your legs, and then you spray a little cologne over, and you throw it over your arms, and it feels like a man is holding you. And you snuggle up into that like this right here, right? Like that right there.
Okay.
And then you open up your nightstand drawer, put your batteries in.
Right.
And go to sleep.
Exactly, because you got your reading light. You're going to read a book before you go to bed. I do the same thing.
You go to sleep, and then you don't have to make them breakfast or talk to the weighted blanket or nothing.
So no men. There are no men. You're not no men in your life right now.
Yeah, I'm waiting, though.
You're waiting?
I'm waiting with my weighted blanket.
So, Night School, what's it about? Is it educational?
It is an educational movie, but it's a comedy, and it's about second chances, you know.
That's nice.
Just because you didn't make it through high school the first time doesn't mean you can't try again.
Mm-hmm.
And the character I play is Carrie, and I'm a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Hart's one of the stars of the movie.
Sure.
And he is a... trying to get back into school.
What kind of student were you? Would you want you as a student if you were the teacher?
I would love me as a student because I was a funny kid. I might not have had the best learning capability, but I was fun.
I was a funny kid too, which is why they didn't want me as a student.
Yeah, but I always, you know, put my best foot forward, try to make the teacher laugh first, then the rest of the students.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you get good grades.
I understand you had imaginary friends to a very mature age.
Yeah, I had imaginary friends till I was like in 10th grade. That was my way of making other, like, real friends. Like, I had this bird that I used to piss this one teacher off. She did not like me that much because I had this imaginary bird and I called it Cracker. And I'd be like, Cracker want a Polly, and I would break crackers up on my shoulder to give, because the Polly was...
So you would be breaking real crackers up to a fake bird.
Yeah. Named
Cracker. That wasn't there, uh-huh.
And then when we would take tests, and so, because I was a professional cheater, I would be like, what's the answer to number 7, Cracker? And they'd be like, get out of here, you're being racist. I'm like, no, I'm talking to my bird. This is my bird.
Well, we have a clip here of you and Kevin Hart. What's going on here? You guys are in a wrestling ring for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people learn, you know, audio, like audio, verbally.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, by words. Other people learn visually.
Yes.
And some people need to learn physically.
Jim?
How you feeling today, Teddy?
I'm feeling fine.
What's the capital of Belgium?
Waffles.
What?
Run!
Don't you run from me! What?
You don't eat so little!
What is the capital of Belgium?
I'm gonna eat breakfast, I don't know!
That is not the answer!
Oh. Pretend you're dead!
Oh! Oh! Get back here!
Oh. You look tough. You look very comfortable in the ring there.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Do you do your own stunts?
I try to do my own stunts as much as possible, but the studio gets afraid because I get real physical.
And Kevin Hart is fragile.
He is.
Yes.
He is quite fragile.
Now, what's he like in the ring? Can he hold his own?
He can hold his own, but not he's nothing compared to me.
I think we talked about this before. You were indebted to him because he gave you $300 early on in your career.
Right, right.
To sort of
right.
sustain you.
Right.
Where does that stand right now?
Well, I have tried to pay him back multiple times, and every time he slips money back to me some kind of way, and then just recently.
So wait a second. So you like give him $300 in cash?
Yeah, I tried to give him $300 in cash and be like, I don't want it, I don't want it. And then just not too long ago, I just threw the money at him in front of camera, and that way, kind of like he was a dancer in the club. I made it rain on him. And then, and it was on camera, so bam, that's that. We done, we even. And then he slipped it back into a wig cap I had in my backpack. So then I put the money in some baby shoes that was, you know, his size. And gave him the shoes.
Uh-huh.
Like, here you go.
Yeah.
And then just recently, I saw a video where he put the money, he went down to Times Square where our billboard is, and he taped the money to my mouth, like, trying to tell me to be quiet. But I didn't get the money in hand. Mm-hmm. So then last night when I saw the video, I went ahead and I told him his mic pack was loose, and I stuffed the money in the back of his pants. So he got that money back, and I'm done. It's done.
Okay, Kevin. It's settled. It's settled. Well, please come back many times.
I will.
Night School opens next Friday. Tiffany Haddish, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.